Well, I mentioned there Maremma dogs being used as guardian animals. This is a breed of dog that's been used for generations to guard livestock from predators in some parts of the world. We told you recently that they've been used with a level of success to protect little penguins from foxes at a place called Middle Island. That's on Victoria's southwest. Well, with that success in mind, Zoos Victoria is now planning to see if Maremma dogs can also be used to guard over eastern barred bandicoots if they are returned to the wild. Ben Sanders is a wildlife conservation officer with Zoos Victoria. Hi, Ben.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What's planned exactly?
Well, the plan is for the eastern barred bandicoot to be basically recovered. So our plan is to turn a species that is basically functionally extinct in the wild on mainland to actually be recovered, and we want these dogs to be a large part of that.
So it functionally extinct, does that mean you'll only find eastern barred bandicoots in zoos at the moment?
Yeah, there is a subspecies of the bandicoot that are found in Tasmania, but basically, yeah, only in zoos or in fenced areas. So there are three fenced populations within Victoria.
Okay, so we're talking about Victoria. What area are we looking at here?
It's the western grasslands. So originally, the original home range of the eastern barred bandicoot was all the way from Werribee to just over the South Australian border. So they had quite a large home range, and it was a large population. And obviously, with the introduction of foxes and cats and habitat loss, they didn't really stand much of a chance in Victoria, unfortunately.
So why do you think this could work, the idea of reintroducing a population of bandicoots and making sure Maremma dogs keep a good eye on them?
Well, I guess we were pretty inspired by what's happened down at Middle Island, and we are pretty hopeful that it could work. We've been working with Linda Van Bommel, who's a leading expert in Australia on Maremmas, but she studied them for the USUN livestock guardianship in particular, but she's really confident that they could work for biodiversity outcomes and for protecting ecosystems and for protecting wildlife. I heard a story the other day, I've been chatting to a lot of Maremma experts, and I heard a story the other day of a Maremma down in Gippsland who apparently looks after guinea pigs. So that added a bit more hope for me. I'm like, if a Maremma can look after a guinea pig, it can look after a bandicoot.
How significant is this shift in thinking at the moment that people involved in conservation are now looking at guardian animals and thinking this could really work, this could help re-establish native populations in the wild?
Yeah, I think it's showing a shift that's needed. I think it's showing innovation. So we talk about the species treadmill, where, you know, Zoos Victoria, we have 20 priority species that we are committed to saving, local species. And basically, you know, we pump money, we pump resources in every year, and those numbers of animals don't ever get close to recovery. All we're basically doing is keeping them going, keeping animals in the wild. So I guess...
So it's not working, really?
To some extent it's working as far as preventing extinction, but that's about it. Mm. So what we need to do is look at some innovative ideas. What's going to push some boundaries and what's going to actually recover species? And the reality is that these dogs could potentially recover a species that has been extinct in the wild until now.
So does this replace controlling, let's say baiting or poisoning foxes or cats, or is it part of is it introduced in addition to those measures?
It would have to be, I mean, any sort of predator control, any sort of feral predator control in Australia needs to happen from multiple fronts. So you're never going to be able to tackle it from one direction. So it would have to be in conjunction with other methods, and it wouldn't work everywhere. But what we're hoping is that that a pair of Maremmas can protect up to 800 hectares of land. So really, you can provide reserves. So it's not about eliminating foxes, it's not about killing foxes, it's about reserving land for eastern barred bandicoots in particular.
800 hectares, it's a sizable chunk of land for a pair, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're big dogs, and when you consider they're five times the size of a fox, they're a canid species, so a fox is going to recognise and respect their territory, so no fox is going to want to come near that area.
But will they work for cats when cats are a predator of concern as well? Is there much information on that?
Yeah, well, that's something we're really interested in studying in this trial. So it's not just going to be a trial to work out whether the bandicoots can establish and self-sustain their population. We're also going to be studying the impact on predator behaviours. So we really want to know more about what introducing an apex predator like a Maremma might do just to alter the behaviours of predation.
Because this is a key question, isn't it? There will be consequence for how a pest animal behaves and the numbers, potentially the numbers as well.
Yeah, so initially, like some of the work that Linda Van Bommel has done in Queensland shows that introducing a Maremma means that there is some avoidance behaviours. So you find that foxes and cats will actually stay away. They'll stay out of that territory.
But they still have to feed on something, don't they? They still...
Yeah, yeah. But what you find is that, you know, if there's no other apex predator there as a competitor, they'll surplus feed. So they'll eat. And Linda estimates that around 50% of their killing is actually surplus.
So what, beyond, just when they don't need to?
Yeah, it's beyond what they eat. So they're basically playing. So... at the very least, even if you can just eliminate that surplus killing, you're going to have an impact.
So we almost accept that these feral species are here in the environment. They will kill a certain number of native species, but if we take the play element out of it, the surplus feeding, there's a chance that some species could be reintroduced.
Yeah, and I mean, with foxes in particular, because cats are not necessarily a threat to the eastern barred bandicoot as far as predation goes, there are other issues with disease. But with predation, we're actually hoping that that we're going to see foxes actually stay out of that area almost altogether, just because a fox will recognise a Maremma territory as another dog. And so they'll respect that territory. So we're hoping that we see a lot more avoidance behaviours, and those areas are reserved for the bandicoots.
It's exciting stuff, isn't it? I know that
it's really exciting.
In the Middle Island example, the people behind that were telling us that just a handful of years ago, you were almost laughed at if you suggested this type of idea.
And absolutely.
Now we've got Zoos Victoria looking at it seriously.
And the best thing is we get to cuddle dogs. It's amazing.
Yes, but as we've been told, Maremmas, they're not for the suburbs, are they?
No, they're not. But I have met some that do enjoy cuddles. So they're very independent species, and you know they can be a little bit standoffish. But I have met some that really love cuddles, so I'm happy with that.
When will you know if this is showing signs of working or not?
We'll know. It's going to be 2 years to about 2 years before we actually have the dogs in the field with the trial started. Because to train these dogs properly, you need at least 18 months, but 2 years ideally. So we'll start. But I mean, within 3 months of a trial starting, you know whether, you know, the eastern barred bandicoots are reproducing or whether their, you know, numbers are declining.
That quickly? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they are good little breeders once they get started. Yeah.
Keep the foxes out and they take care of themselves,
eh? Yeah.
All right. Well, look, it's exciting stuff, and it feels like quite a significant and interesting time in conservation efforts in Australia at the moment. So thanks for joining us, Ben, and all the best.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, mate.
Ben Sanders, who's a wildlife conservation officer at Zoos Victoria. There we go. Another potential use for the Maremma dog here in Australia. That's the program for today. See you at the same time tomorrow. You're on RN. News is next, then The World Today.